For Metro trains, download Metro Notify and have instant notifications sent to your phone.
He's going to take him on. Swan takes one bounce, taps it under his left arm, takes his second, runs to the left board pocket, slices it through the left board. That is ridiculous.
That was Anzac Day last year where I think he coughed up about an 8-goal lead at quarter time and then came rollicking home, the Mags, on the back of the Anzac Day medal winner, Dane Swan, who joins us right now. Hello, Swanee.
G'day, boys.
Now, explain to me, please, what happened on the weekend, because we all thought we'll watch the Collingwood Footy Club against the Dogs.
Yeah.
And the Dogs are emerging, so they're not quite ready yet to dominate the competition. And they got you by 10 goals.
You sure?
What happened?
I'm not exactly sure. We're still trying to figure that out, aren't we?
Were you as surprised as we were?
Yeah. Yes. No, they were very good. And we were very bad. And we're just trying to get the bad ones out of the way early.
Yep.
Everyone has a bad one or two during the year. So hopefully we've got our two out early.
Good time to get rid of it when it doesn't matter. And your own form. Steel side bottom in last week said you're running on top of the ground, going beautifully.
Yeah, mate. So it's certainly the best I've felt in probably 18 months. Body-wise now, it's just getting the game fitness back. You know, I've played sort of 1.5 games now, so just it's all about just getting that game fitness back. But my body feels good. I've done all the, you know, been running for since Christmas, and everybody feels really good, which is the main thing now. It's just getting back into playing footy.
So because you have hit a couple of seasons, and it hasn't mattered, by the way, but you have hit a couple of seasons in the last 4 or 5 where you've had a bit of a pudding guts, haven't you? Had a little spread
nothing
out
wrong
the
with
front.
That. Oh, winter's coming, mate. Game of Thrones, winter's coming.
I was looking at you on telly the other day, and you don't look like you got any of that.
Well, skinnies.
Well, if we keep playing like we have to, we won't have to get it back.
No, it was an interesting game, but as you said, you're just building up towards the first round, which is going to be a tough one. Brisbane up there at the Gabba.
Yeah, no, that'll be fun. Be good to see Beamsy.
Yeah, what will you say to Beamsy?
What will I say to him? I'll probably say, how's it going? G'day. Probably just have a general chat out in the ground. Tell him if the ball comes in to leave me alone.
Yes.
Probably tell him I'll do the same to him. But no, it'll be good to go up there and see him. It'll be a bit different to him, obviously, in different colours.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's been looking forward to it since the day he left. And thankfully, the AFL have put us up round one. Mm. So we should get a big crowd, and it'll be nice and hot and sticky up there. But hopefully we can pinch and win from him.
No doubt about it. And Levi Greenwood, who hurt himself on the weekend, we're just talking about him. He's going to be out for about 8 or 10 weeks, don't I?
Is he?
Well, I've worked it out, mate. I think he's out for 6, but then to
he
come back
run,
and can't run. So it's going to be 10 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's disappointing, isn't it?
You're going to have to do more work in there.
That's even more disappointing, isn't it?
Or do I reckon you should go forward. Can give Clokey a help out up forward there.
Yeah, mate, I'd like to play anywhere where I can actually play well. Yeah, that'd be nice. Anywhere I can get a kick. Been going to karate classes lately. It's the only place I can get one.
Oh, actually, any good at it?
No, I'm not. I get kicked. But yeah, no, hopefully I can play mid and forward.
Yeah.
And, hopefully we can, by now, we've trained up 7-8 blokes. We can go through the middle and have an impact. You know, Jamie Elliott, Jared Blair, Jack Crisp, another one. Obviously Levi, would be disappointing that he'll be out. Steele can play through the middle now instead of only going through the wing. So hopefully we can keep fresh legs through there and, run some size off their feet.
How many pre-seasons have you done now, Swanee?
About 13 too many.
So how are you going with them? Because I don't reckon you'd be a bloke that enjoy the off-season.
Oh, I certainly enjoy my off-season.
As in the training part of it. I know you enjoy the rest, but the track work.
Some days it can be a struggle.
Yep.
Some days it can be fun. But it hasn't been too bad this year because I had my hip surgery and sort of thing pre-Christmas, so I wasn't really training pre-career. I was just going out doing my running and sort of really eased myself in. They really managed me really well before Christmas. Then come in after Christmas when my hip and that was good and started to run. I actually was pain-free, so I wasn't as bad as it has been in previous years. So I know I don't have too many left, mate, so I've got to try and enjoy them as much as I can because once they're gone, I'll probably look back and think, they were pretty good times.
Swatty's a star. We are going to talk more about the off-season with him and, of course, a few other things to do with social media. I want to pick the great man's brains, Bill, because we don't understand it.
Well, I do. And Ratbag.
Yes.
Yes.